Life on earth is school. And the school of the spirit, there are always teachers. Not just when you go to school, your kindergarten teacher, and then your grade school teachers, your high school teachers, perhaps college and university teachers. They have all different aspects of education, and they present learning in their own way. Each one of you will have guides and friends in spirit that will teach you in their own way, in a way that is unique for you and them. For each one of you perceives life in your own way. So the teachings are presented in such a way that are acceptable for you. Your guides, your friends, know you better than you know yourself. They know how to get through to you. But even though they know how to get through to you, you still have free will. And you have thoughts. And you might not necessarily want the responsibility of some of the things they are presenting to you. So you might go off your path. Or you might just be tired at times. But always in those times when you're off the path or tired or frustrated, they're there with you, gently giving you some energy, some healing, an enabling voice to move forward. But it is always done with love. They want to nurture you, to lift you up, to help you to grow. They know that part of your life's journey means that you will be hurt from time to time. You will have losses of various kinds. And you may have to pick yourself up and find the strength to move forward. And sometimes those are the times you feel most alone. And those are the times that spirit comes closest to you to help you to find your own strength. Find your own strength rather than to totally lift you up. They give you the wherewithal to find your feet so you can stand on your feet and learn how strong you really are. Hopefully you will learn that you are always connected to God, to your Creator, and that those who love you in the spirit world are always there, and they love you without question. There's no "I'll love you if" or "I won't love you because." They just love you. They are experts at that topic. That is what they are trying to teach mankind. Universal love. Unconditional love. But many are taught from birth to be conditional in their love. "I will give you this if you will give me that." It doesn't work that way with spirit. Your guides, your friends, agree to walk with you before you incarnated. It is a promise made and a promise kept. Whether you pay attention to them or not, they are still there. They still love you. They do whatever job it is they agreed to do. And they do it from their heart and soul, as well as from the wisdom that they have accumulated many times through lifetimes of experiences themselves. You may think of them as very evolved people or souls, but most of them have had many lifetimes on earth. They have felt the pain of hurt and loss, the joy in loving and in friendship and in giving. They have felt all the things that you have felt at some point in their evolution, and they haven't forgotten. So they don't expect you to be perfect, but they know that your goal is to be the best you that you can be. And so they do their best to help you find the wisdom, find the strength. They do their best to help you to hear that inspiration from the spirit world, to feel that pure love from your creator, not just from the guides, the spirit friends, but from your creator itself. That love beyond love that envelops every single part of you, where you know in those quiet moments, it doesn't matter if you think you failed at something, you are enveloped in love. When you have accomplished something, you are equally enveloped in love for doing the best you could with who you are in that moment. Those wise souls have been chosen, especially for this particular experience for your soul on earth. They knew the challenges that you would face, and so they have come prepared. They are so close to you. And that is why, although they bring guidance a lot, and so that could be called guides, they would prefer you think of them as friends and colleagues. Because somehow that softens the lines between you. And you won't be afraid to let them close. A friend tells you the truth. They tell you the truth. But a true friend also supports you during the truth. And they love you through life. These are the best friends you could ever have. And they are here with each one of you to love you through life. And when you pass to the other side, and you can see each other face to face, it will be a joyous occasion. And there'll be laughter and tears as you share the remembrance of this particular lifetime. But beyond that, there will always be love.